One of the most enigmatic characters in the entire Torah is Noah. And he's enigmatic in the sense that despite what seems to be straightforward, effusive praise for him in the Torah, as we all know, Chazal had a much more conflicted view of Noah and read into the various psukim and phrases, sometimes, according to some opinions at least, very positive things, kipshutam, but other times seeming to see perhaps some veiled negative references towards Noah. Of course, the most famous example of this is in the opening pasuk of our parsha, Ela toldos Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav, esa ha'elukim hisalech Noach. These are the offspring of Noach, as we translate it. Noach was a tzadik, a perfect for his generation. Tamim b'dorosav. So we're all familiar with the famous machlokes about whether that is intended to be a compliment to Noach or a backhanded compliment in the sense of more of an insult, that had Noach been in any other generation, he wouldn't have been considered righteous. What I think is perhaps less well known is the fact that the same debate occurs at the end of the pasuk. How do you understand the pasuk's final phrase, Es ha'elokim hisalech Noach? Noach walked with Hashem. And here too, there is a debate, in fact, a very rich debate, in some of the classical mafarshim on how to understand this final phrase. What does it mean, Es ha'elokim hisalech Noach? So Rashi, right away, continues on the more negative theme, and Rashi says that this is also a contrast with Avraham, about whom it says later in Parshas Lech Lecha and Perek Yud Zayin, Hishalech Lifanai, that Avraham walked before Hashem, versus Noach only walked with Hashem. And therefore what seems to be, you know, a compliment, what could be bad about walking with Hashem, turns out to be, in fact, Noach once again falling short in comparison to Avram, because Avram walked before Hashem. What is the difference between before and with? So Rashi continues and explains that Noach walked with Hashem because he needed the help and support of Hashem to hold him up, as it were, spiritually, to face his challenge. As opposed to Avraham, was able to do it on his own. Mischazek umahalech b'tzidko me'elav. He could do it on his own, and therefore he could walk ahead of Hashem. Noach was constantly wobbly and not falling, because he had Hashem to lean on, so to speak, and to support him. This interpretation is also echoed by the Alshech here in his comments on our perek, and he describes the nature of Noach Tzidkus. He says this pasuk describes not only that Noach was a tzaddik, but this phrase Es ha'elokim hisalech Noach describes the type of tzaddik. That is to say, he was only Es ha'elokim hisalech. He only walked with Hashem. He stayed secluded in his home, alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his own family. He never went out. He never left, so to speak, Hashem. He never went out to reach the people. And therefore, he was just Beino Lekono Levad. He stayed, so to speak, in a secluded cocoon, protected spiritual bubble. And as a result, Lo Hitzel Rakas Atzmo, Lo Nitzolo Bonav Bishuto. But his descendants, in the sense of the Bnei Doro, the people of the generation, were not uplifted, they were not inspired, and they did not improve their ways, and therefore they didn't merit to be saved. They were destroyed, and Noach let them down because he was only walking with Hashem. He never ventured out to walk with the people to inspire them. So these two approaches, that of Rashi and the Alshech, take the negative approach towards Noach. However, it is important to note that other Mefarshim disagree. The Sforno says that this is, in fact, an unadulterated compliment to Noach. Halach bedrachav lehetiv luzulaso, vochiach b'nei doro. What does that mean, he walked with Hashem? It's as if he imitated Hashem, as we have in other contexts. To walk with Hashem means to imitate Hashem. He followed in his ways. Just like Hashem does good to other people, so too Noach did good to other people. And furthermore, says the Sforno, he actually did interact with the people of his generation. He was mochiach them. He did try to correct their behavior and to encourage them to do the right thing. Unfortunately, he was not successful. But this pasuk, and at least this phrase, says the Sforno, is absolutely a compliment. Similarly, the Radak says that he was daveik to Hashem, b'chol derachav l'shmo. He was completely close to and cleaving to Hashem in every action, and therefore that is why, because he was so committed to Hashem, he was able to avoid all of the temptations and all the challenges that would have been surrounding him, and that's how he avoided being brought down by his contemporaries. What is particularly fascinating is that these two approaches, Rashi and the Alshech on the one hand, who see this as a slight negative comment about Noach, and the Sforno and the Radak, who see this more as an unadulterated positive comment about Noach, both ideas seem to be described by the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel begins by speaking very positively of Noach in this context, that despite the fact that he lived among Rishayim, lo halach bederech itam, he did not follow them, lo nischaber ev nidbak, ela el elokim, he only connected to Hashem, lo nifrad mimenu, he never separated from Hashem his whole life. That's what it means, he walked with Hashem, exactly as we saw from the Sforno and the Radak. However, a little bit later in the same piece, says the Abarbanel, yet again he also contrasts, like Rashi, the description of Noach to the description of Avraham. And he says, despite what he had just said a few lines earlier about how complimentary he was to Noach, resisting temptation and being loyal to Hashem, nevertheless, he says, he was not like Avraham. Because Avraham was able to do everything he did out of Ahava. But when it comes to Noach, he did not have that positive, I guess, self-motivation or love of Hashem. Rather, the Torah is giving us a more modest compliment. Lo nimshech levnei doro ulumidosav hamagunos. He wasn't bad like the rest of his generation, but not that he loved Hashem and did something more ambitious or positive like Avram had done. As far as I could tell, the Abarbanel is not any more specific on what ways Noach fell short. He just says that Avram was me'ava, and that's not what it's saying about Noach. But I think the complexity of Noach's character is seen not only in the debate here between Mefarshim, but even the different ideas within the Abarbanel. That's how complex and that's how ambiguous a character Noach is. On the one hand, he presents so much positive and so much potential. On the other hand, he seems to have fallen short in certain critical ways that are highlighted by various Mefarshim.